Breaking news this hour out of Southern California, reports of one or more active shooters in the city of San Bernardino. That's east of Los Angeles. Now, the San Bernardino Fire Department got a report of 20 victims and tweeted that. That has not been confirmed independently, and early numbers are, of course, always subject to change in cases like this. Joining us on the line now is NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, this is a developing story. We don't know a lot at this time, but what can you tell us about at least where this has taken place?
Well, the shooting appears to have happened at the Inland Regional Center. It's a place where you get state and local programs and services. It's part of the California Department of Developmental Services. It's unclear if there are other kinds of offices in this particular building, but my understanding is from my sources that the building basically houses government agencies.
And at this point, they have not found anyone, it doesn't appear anyway, who may have been a suspect in this case, although we've heard reports of maybe one or maybe more active shooters.
Well, it's unclear how many shooters there are in this kind of situation, and, you know, I've reported on a lot of these.
Yeah.
They never assume that there's just one shooter. They always assume that there are multiple shooters, and then they rule that out. In this case, we don't know if they found a suspect. We don't know if they found a suspect alive or dead. There are some reports that that there were multiple shooters who escaped, but this is coming from people who were inside the building who were traumatized, who may not have known exactly what it was they were seeing. That's why all of this is so sketchy.
And we mentioned that report from the San Bernardino Fire Department of 20 victims. Now, we don't know if those are victims who are injuries or victims who may be fatalities, or even if that number is correct. You have reported that the FBI is involved in what's going on there, correct?
Yes, they've reported to the scene, as has the ATF. I've heard from my sources that there's actually a package on the scene that they're looking at. It's unclear if that package is just a suspicious package or there's something more more problematic inside of it. But that's also something that is very typical in these situations, that a bomb team will respond and take a look at the package to make sure there's nothing wrong with it.
What does that tell you, though, that federal agents would be on the scene there? Is that unusual in a situation like this?
Not particularly. The FBI likes to help local law enforcement whenever they can. And again, this is at what may well be a California state, California Department of Developmental Services. So it's a government building. That might be a reason that they responded as well. But basically, they want to be helpful, and that's why they've responded to the scene.
And Dina, this comes, of course, just a few days after that shooting in Colorado, less than a month after what happened in Paris. Are your sources telling you anything about who they think may be responsible?
It's way too early for that. I mean, the most you can do at this point when you look at something like this is not the type of target that typically would have, you know, what I usually report on, a terrorism nexus, just because of the type of building it is. Now, it could indeed be domestic terrorism. No one knows yet. No, it's just too early to try and draw those sorts of conclusions.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston talking to us about this situation in California, what appears to be a mass shooting perhaps there. We don't know, though, at this point, the numbers of injured or dead, if there are any. We'll continue to follow this story. Dina, thank you.
You're welcome.